You may be seated for the hearing of God's word. And we have two readings tonight. We, of course, have the reading to Thyatira, the church, the fourth church in the series. But to get the background of this letter, we need to know who this Jezebel is that's going to be mentioned here in the letter. And to get to know who Jezebel is, we're going to read 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. This story is about the issue of compromise. Ahab, the king of Israel, was really willing to compromise on all sorts of things, and by compromising on everything, it brought basically the destruction of the nation. This is 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab, the son of Omri, began to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel and Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. And as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, he took for his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians. And Ahab went and served Baal and worshipped him. He erected an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria. And Ahab made an Asherah. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. And then our lesson tonight for the fourth church comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 18 through 29, and we'll hear this name Jezebel occur here in this text. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, the words of the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love and faith and service and patient endurance, and that your latter works exceed the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her onto a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her I will throw into great tribulation, unless they repent of her works. And I will strike her children dead. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches mind and heart, and I will give to each of you according to your works. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold to this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Only hold fast what you have until I come. The one who conquers and who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome it.
And we're going to sing hymn 104 out of the green hymnal, In the Cross of Christ I Glory, and we'll sing all four verses.